From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A worldwide response is in the works for a virus spreading through parts of the globe. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee on the international response to the Zika virus outbreak that is suspected of a link to birth defects in Brazil. WHO's chief, Margaret Chan, said Thursday the disease had gone from a mild threat to one of alarming proportions, and the committee would help determine the appropriate level of international response and research priorities. The health organization says the Zika virus could be linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil, a condition that results in abnormally small heads in newborns and can affect brain development. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned pregnant women against traveling to areas with Zika virus outbreaks. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for the rapid development of tests, vaccines, and treatments for the Zika virus that has infected people in more than 20 countries in the Americas. Former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo entered a not guilty plea Thursday in the opening day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Gbagbo, the first former head of state to be tried there, is facing charges of crimes against humanity, including rape and murder, for his involvement in a protracted post-election battle in 2010 and 2011 that left 3,000 people dead. Prosecutors say the 70-year-old Gbagbo and his co-defendant, former youth leader Cheryl Blay Goudet, plotted and launched vicious attacks against supporters of his rival, Alassane Ouattara, after Ouattara was declared the winner of the presidential election runoff. This is VOA News. Sweden says it's preparing to send out of the country about 80,000 asylum seekers who entered the country in record waves last year. These numbers represent half of the 163,000 people who crossed into Sweden escaping wars in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The Interior Minister Anders Ygeman told the Swedish newspaper Thursday the refugees will be expelled because the applications for asylum that they filed were being rejected. The rejected applicants will be able to leave voluntarily or forcibly sent back home. Sweden was a top destination for refugees because of its long-standing open borders policy, but the sheer number of refugees have forced Stockholm to impose border controls and identification checks on new arrivals. Meanwhile, the bodies of at least 18 migrants who drowned when their boat capsized were recovered Thursday off the coast of the Greek island of Samos. Authorities said 10 people were rescued. Most of the fatalities were children. The U.S. State Department has expressed disappointment at Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou's travel to Taiping Island, saying such action does not contribute to the peaceful resolution of disputes in the South China Sea. Mark Toner is the U.S. State Department deputy spokesman.
We view such an action as unhelpful, and it does not contribute to the peaceful resolution of disputes in the South China Sea. We urge Taiwan and all claimants to lower tensions and de-escalate tensions rather than taking actions that could possibly raise them.
The spokesman says the United States welcomes dialogue from parties in the region, saying only through diplomatic mechanism can the issues surrounding the South China Sea be resolved. The Taiwan president traveled to Taiping Island Thursday to meet with Taiwanese military personnel stationed there ahead of the Lunar New Year. Myanmar's President Thein Sein struck a conciliatory tone Thursday in what is likely his final address to the military-dominated parliament before Aung San Suu Kyi's pro-democracy party takes control on the 1st of February. Thein Sein hailed the triumph of Myanmar's transition of power and urged political parties to work together for the good of the country, also known as Burma. He also said he would help longtime pro-democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi's government succeed. During his speech, the lawmakers, whose five-year terms expire on Friday, the president outlined many of what he called the sweeping political and economic reforms his government had accomplished. And the nearly month-long standoff at the Federal Wildlife Refuge in the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon between authorities and a group of armed occupiers appears to be winding down. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.